What's up, everybody? This is Kai from Unschooling with Kai. I'm here with my main squeeze, my main lemon squeeze.
Dan, of course.
And Shaggy.
Shaggy, stuffed animal, yet real.
Mrs. Shagster.
Mrs. Shagalicious. And today's question on Wednesday, February 21st, 2024.
Mm-hmm.
Got the date right?
That's
good.
Yeah.
Today's question is, what is the red stuff they use to seal envelopes with?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember this? I think this was your question, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
Do you remember how it popped up?
No, maybe we were watching like Harry Potter or something and he was like saying
that.
That
does sound like a Harry Potter thing. Yeah. So what's the red stuff? So a quick Google search, we had the answer really quick,
mm-hmm.
right? What's the answer?
Wax.
It's wax.
Mm-hmm.
And how do they get the wax on there?
I forget.
They
stamp it.
They stamp it. But how wax, like if you hold a candle,
mm-hmm.
you can't stamp a candle, can you? So how do you get the wax to like stick and mold into whatever mold you want it to be?
Well, I'm pretty sure they have molds.
Uh-huh.
Right? And then for the crest and the...
Crest or like the, what was the other thing?
Monogram.
Like, so pictures of like ruling classes of England or
mm-hmm.
like your monogram, which is your initials.
Mm-hmm. Like DTM, Daniel Tamus Thomas.
Okay. So then how would you stamp wax with that though?
How would you stamp wax? Because
wax is hard.
Mm-hmm. Do they like heat it up?
Yeah.
Oh, do they?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's actually kind of cool. It's like fire wax or something, and then it's like stamp it on, and it's like lava everywhere.
So sometimes they'll put it. It looked like what I saw is sometimes they'll put it in like kind of a little spoon type of a thing, like a mini, super mini frying pan or a mini pot, right? And then you put the wax in there, and then you pour maybe like a ladle, like a mini ladle.
Okay.
And then you heat it up, whether it's with a flame or like, for example, a fire. And then when it's like molten wax, not really, but like wax, then you pour that onto the letter.
Mm-hmm.
And then, well, you close the letter, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you pour it into like a circle over the letter seal. So if like we have the letter, I'm drawing it right now, you're going to put it right over the enclosure.
Mm-hmm. The little pointy part.
So you put the wax there, and then you use your signet or whatever it is, mm-hmm. the stamp, like, to close it.
D.
TM?
TM.
There you go. Perfect.
So
that's the easy answer. The easy answer is it's wax.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And what's funny is when I looked this up, they said, what was wax sealing? Or here's the history of wax sealing. But the wax itself is called sealing wax. So it's like sealing wax sealing, you know.
Do you want to seal your wax on the with the wax seal?
With the wax sealing?
Yeah. What?
Okay. Right. So nowadays we see it in, for example, movies. That's a really good example.
Harry Potter.
I want to say pottery. Why do I want to say pottery?
Harry Pottery.
Maybe it's because of Harry.
Harry Potter
or other like kind of older movies or movies that make it look like it's old.
Mm-hmm.
Is the word from that?
Vintage?
No, not vintage.
Vintage is like...
like set in old times.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, like longer ago. Like not like way back, but like Harry Potter's like... it's like...
we're probably looking at like...
maybe 19 something.
Probably anywhere after the 1200s or something like that.
No, Harry Potter has, I'm pretty sure I saw this thing. There's definitely like articles about this.
Uh-huh.
And it says like Ron Weasley was born in 19, like in the movie.
Okay.
Like he was born in 19, I don't know, like 80 or something like that. And
okay.
Then, yeah, and then...
So we can't use Harry Potter as a good example of when it occurred in history.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Are you with me on that? Okay.
Yeah.
But so we see it in movies, right, today. Yeah. But we also see it on things like, or we can see it on things like wedding invitations, because it's ornamental and it looks super nice and fancy,
mm-hmm.
right? So what? Why did they use wax sealing? Why did they use sealing wax to do wax sealing?
Fancy.
Fancy is a good guess, yes. And I'll tell you what something about fancy is that we're also talking about a sign of class and power.
Mm-hmm, yes.
Right?
Yeah.
So they were fancy. In the same way that people that had a lot of money wore like purple robes, which was a hard color to find to dye. Hmm. And they were just showing off like, I have the money to get this color. And then everybody that saw someone in a purple robe would be like, oh my God, he must have a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes.
Right. So yeah, fancy. Any other reason? Why did they use this seal?
So wax sealing. to like prevent counterfeiting.
Yeah. So basically you want to secure personal documents or official documents.
Yes.
So if you're the king and you're announcing this decree that everybody has to wear red shoes or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
No, maybe not that. Maybe you're a king and you're talking to another king or queen or someone else of high importance. Then you're not gonna deliver that letter yourself because you're a king.
Yeah.
But you're gonna use your stamp with your like official signet ring.
That's your emblem kind of.
Yeah. So it's basically security. Right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And because you're making that wax seal, it's difficult to open that wax seal. If anybody's trying to find
mm-hmm.
like
what
official
it is.
Or private information, if they try to open it, there's a really good chance they're going to break the seal.
And then, yeah.
If the seal's broken and then somebody still receives the letter, then they're going to be like, this has been tampered with.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll deal with it accordingly, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So anyway... We talked about monogram and crest, how that's like on someone's, sometimes their signet ring,
mm-hmm,
sometimes a stamp as well.
I can imagine you have like your wedding ring and then your signet ring and then your king ring and then your, the world's best king ring.
And then Super Bowl ring right next to
that. Yeah. and then
your mood ring.
Yeah, and then you have another. You have another two Super Bowl rings.
And then on your thumb, you got like a ring pop.
Yeah, and then Tom Brady died, and then you stole all of his treasure. So you have like 10 more rings, okay. or something like that. He didn't actually die, but
you ever seen a movie where a king's like, kiss my ring?
No,
you never seen
no,
that.
No, never, oh, never, man, never. It's definitely never, a thing.
Okay, so seals. Back to seals. They sometimes for lovers, they would use perfumed seal, like wax. Like they would, the wax itself would have a special smell to it, and then a smell to it, and then you would stamp that on. And then when your lover got it, they would be able to smell it and be like, ah, this reminds me of Wesley, my dear love, you know, or whatever.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And then colors, we were looking at colors, right? Mm-hmm. So do you remember what some of the colors were?
Red. For boys.
Red for men, right?
Red for men. And rose color.
Like a rose color for women,
rose
right?
Rose for women. Blue for like... Oh, damn.
Don't cheat.
Nah, dang it, dude.
I think blue is passion.
Blue is passion.
Varying degrees of blue for varying degrees of passion.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever that means.
Yeah.
Like, this is deep blue. I am really passionate.
Purple for sympathy? Violet for sympathy?
I can tell you white was wedding.
Okay, yeah, white was wedding. And then the I'm not going to look. Chocolate.
Violet was sympathy, you got that.
Yes.
Chocolate for what?
For like chocolate scented for like dinner parties.
I think it was chocolate. It said chocolate wax. I don't know.
What does that mean?
Like, I don't know. Maybe it was actually just chocolate. It was closed with chocolate.
But then
and they're like, do not deliver this in August. Because it'll melt, you know, or something like that.
The flies will get it.
Yeah. All right, so, yeah.
Well, it has, like, a little, like, plastic seal. It's, like, do not deliver, or only put this on in August to July or something like that.
Yeah. It's, like, a refrigerated envelope or right, something.
Yeah.
Pink was congratulations.
I was about to say don't tell me, but it's okay.
Sorry. And then private was the other one.
Dark green and...
Red.
Red.
Wait. And that might mean dark green and dark red, or dark red. So like a dark color for private.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I would do something, like if it was private, I would like do something really light, like yellow. And then send it, and people would be like, oh, that's stupid, that's not private. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and then they would open it, and they would be like, oh, it is. And then it's like a secret way of communicating.
I always find it when you see, like, you ever see mail? Sometimes we get spam or, like, junk mail, and it says private on there. But isn't all mail literally private? Yeah. Like, you're not allowed to look at anybody else's mail, so technically all mail is private.
Yeah, right?
They're like, private, don't look at, unless this is for you.
Yeah, right?
Of course, we know that.
Yeah. But maybe it's like, maybe the wax sealing,
the wax sealing wax,
it would be like, oh my God.
I started this, and I'm sorry.
Yeah, you did. The sealing wax would have like, I feel like it would be like a maybe higher importance because it's private, so then they put it in a different color. That may be what it means. I think that's what it means, maybe.
Yeah, yeah. And I read that they were starting to sell wax. They'd be like, oh, this is really expensive red wax, but it was only the outside of the wax. And once you started to melt it, it would be like more pinkish or a different color, or like brown. And you'd be like, oh, this is the cheap stuff.
Got scammed.
And got scammed again.
Here goes again.
So then,
never trust companies. Right? Never trust the big companies.
And then, so the history is it started in wax sealing, started in ancient Rome when they would sign clay tablets.
Clay tablets.
And they were saying basically back before paper, but maybe not necessarily back before papyrus, like the Egyptian paper. But paper from like tree.
Residue? Tree. Wax? Tree,
something. Fiber. I'm gonna stick with fiber. So they would have clay tablets that they would write stuff on, and instead of like closing it with wax, what they would do is they would just stamp their, whatever it was, monogram.
Their ring.
Yeah. And they would stamp it to authenticate it, to say like, this is from the king, or this is from whoever.
King DTM. You have your King DTM ring, best king in the world ring, and then you have your marriage ring, and then you have your...
Ring pop.
No, ring pops on the thumb. And then you have your two Super Bowl rings, and then five others because, I don't know, Tom Brady gave them away or something.
Listen, I really want to get a signet ring.
Really?
Wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah.
And then we would sign, like, letters back and forth.
And no, I...
hey, Kai... Clean up your wash, and then I like send you a letter, stamp.
Like we both have open doors, like you or open windows, like you're in the computer room, and you have an owl, and then that owl flutters over to me, and I'm like, I have to write instead of just walking to tell.
Dearest to tell you. Father,
yeah,
it is deep in the night on the or something.
Yeah, and then the owl just flies up upstairs and like goes through the window.
So then, real quick, one thing that we wanted to say. Well, one of my questions was, could you forge a wax ceiling, right?
Yeah, like counterfeit it.
Can you counterfeit it without like breaking it? Mm-hmm. And so there's a couple ways, and I heard that it's not easy, but basically you could cut off the seal and then reattach that same seal,
like glue it.
I don't know.
Glue it.
Maybe just heat the one side.
Yeah.
Or you can do you have the seal, you do a reverse mold of that specific seal, and then you put another seal on to whatever paper you want. And so basically now you're counterfeiting whoever's seal it is.
Mold the seal off, kind of?
Yeah, so you make a mold of the mold. Mm-hmm. Right, and that winds up being like the stamp itself, and then you stamp another thing down.
So you like rip off the old seal and then put a new one,
or just a new letter altogether, and you write like
the same. Try to
the king is dead, you know, and then you send it out.
Yeah, or you like write like the same one, like try to write like match.
Maybe. Huh. Sure.
Because then they wouldn't know, but they would know the king's writing. But then you could write like the king, and then even if you mess up, it'll be fine because they don't know. This is hard.
This is hard. All right. Well, that's all I have on the ring and the seal and the wax sealing and the sealing wax and whatnot.
There's wax dripping from our ceiling. That's what we make. Yeah, that's ceiling wax. That's weird. That's very weird. Sealing wax. Yeah, I don't know.
Just let it go, man.
Okay, I'll let it go.
Last thing I have, I forgot to add this. This was one of our like an update slash lingering question is, are all antigens waste or are they recycled in some part?
Mm-hmm.
And the answer on this one is basically macrophages are the garbage cleaners mm-hmm. in the body.
I can imagine them as like giant garbage trucks like driving around like...
Uh-huh.
garbage truck! Yay!
So they not only are they garbage trucks, but they're also recyclers. The dendritic cells also do this, but a little bit more pointedly, like they go after specific things,
mm-hmm.
but the macrophages
just gobble up anything.
Will gobble up things. And when things are ripped apart, they have signals that basically say, eat me,
the eat me signals.
and so then the macrophages are the ones that, and I don't know very like specifics, but basically if you have antigens, they're waste, they're cleaned up, and then some of it's recycled and some of it's thrown away. Mm-hmm. That's kind of roughly what I'm getting. And it included things like antibodies and the complement system.
Complement.
Yeah, it would pick up all that stuff and then decide, is this trash?
Mm-hmm.
Is this going out with the pee or the poop, or are we keeping it?
Right. Like, your body does not want to waste materials.
That's true.
Like, wants to be as efficient.
Because that's inefficient, right?
Yeah, your body wants to be as efficient as possible.
Yes.
And efficient is inefficient, but efficient is efficient.
Don't confuse everybody, including me.
Yeah.
All right, that's all I got. High five.
Good job, dude.
And then, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Let us know if you have any questions or you have any ideas for a next question or episode.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, see you later.
Peace out.
Yay.